Hello, Fieldswell family. Welcome to today's episode of the podcast. It is your host, Lauren Fields, and you have me all to yourself today for a solo episode. I'm so happy that you're here. We're going to talk about Dave Asprey's biohacking conference in Austin, Texas, which I just returned from, and kind of what has transpired over the past 3 years since I left Austin, Texas, which is where I was living. I moved to Austin for love, for a relationship that I believed was going to be my future. And when I ended up walking away from it 3 years ago, it really lit the fire under me to go out and build all the things and do all the things that I had always wanted to do. I couldn't have predicted what would have transpired, but it's been the absolute best decision I've ever made to finally double down and start treating my dreams and goals like the main event instead of optional extras. When I left Austin 3 years ago, I was heartbroken. My identity as a girlfriend, romantic partner, and all of the roles that that encompassed had completely crumbled. And I was about to turn 30. I think that's what also made it so emotional is I was ready to get engaged, get married, start a family, turn 30, all those things. And all of a sudden, I was turning 30 single and alone. It was a really harsh reality, but today I'm able to look back and I'm so grateful for it because it really was a big wake-up call that your life can change so quickly. You better be doing all the things that you really want to be doing, as opposed to putting someone else on a pedestal, because you can't control what someone else wants to do or what they think or how they feel, but you can control your output, your energy, and what you're pouring your heart and soul into. So over the past 3 years, I've really been focused on stepping into this identity that entails me being a female founder, a personal coach, a podcast host, a TEDx speaker, an author, all the things. And it has all come to life so beautifully. And so to be able to return to Austin, Texas, where I am now, was a really special moment. It was a very meaningful moment. I was returning to a place I love. I also have so many incredible moments there. And so to be able to return for a biohacking conference where we could learn how to optimize our health and our longevity and our wellness, after opening a wellness sanctuary, after opening Fieldswell Studios, where we host different wellness-focused shows, was pretty freaking incredible. So I was all smiles. My heart has never felt more full. And it also is just a testament to what's possible in terms of how you're able to rebuild yourself after something doesn't go your way. And maybe in the moment you can't see it, but maybe that was exactly what needed to happen for you to finally go after the life that you want. So I went back to Austin for Dave's biohacking conference. When you're in Austin, it was end of May. The weather was actually incredible. You can't predict what it's going to be like end of May. Could have been way too hot, could have been rainy. And I just lucked out. So I feel very grateful for that. Went to the conference. And Dave has had this conference. He's known as the father of biohacking for around 10 years now. And I've wanted to go for the past couple of years. And I went. I went solo. I kind of like to go to things like this solo because then I get to meet a lot of new, interesting people. And I'm not worried about the person I'm with having a great experience. Mind you, I've gone to a lot of conferences solo. And I've met people who have become mentors, who have become clients, who have become podcast guests, and I kind of just get to go and do my thing. And it is so much fun. So I highly recommend that. If you're feeling alone, if you're feeling like you want to tap into a new sphere, a new network, meet some cool people, go to a conference where all of these different thought leaders and people telling you how to live a better, more fulfilling life are hanging out. You know, if you're feeling stuck, buy a ticket to a conference, go to an event, go meet some new people, leave your home. Okay, back to the conference. So it was a 3-day conference. I kind of envisioned that I would be learning day in, day out about all the different peptides, all the different biohacking tools and tips and tricks. And while yes, that was there, there were recurring themes on the main stage, which is where I spent most of my time, that were all about purpose, meaning, and fulfillment. And that had to do with coming back to looking at your connection to self. Before you start injecting all these peptides, before you double down on the red light therapy or the brain mapping or what have you, finding purpose in your life. And what a great way to find purpose than to commit to doing things that make you feel well. There's so many different avenues, and I've learned this now from having this podcast, the Fields Well podcast, interviewing over 150 guests, that there are so many different avenues to feel well. You can try meditation, you can try yoga, you can try peptides, you can do red light therapy, you can do PEMF, you can do brain mapping. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. And there's more and more things now with AI that there really is no reason for anyone not to prioritize feeling well or be able to change their energetic state so rapidly. Go outside, go for a walk, tune on a podcast, listen to Arthur Brooks or Jay Shetty or Jim Quick or Dave Asprey. Listen to all these different thought leaders talk about how you can really level up your life and live a longer, healthier life. So just being at this conference, being around all these people, thousands of people who have gathered in Austin for a 3-day event, who are so committed to feeling well, who are so committed to living longer, healthier lives, was so inspiring. I was so filled with energy just being in these rooms, looking at all these people who were fit, who were healthy, who were prioritizing their well-being. Why not? One of the speakers said this quote. He said, "You think wellness is expensive? Try illness." And I think it's so true. Many of us are hesitant to invest in our health, but what better thing to invest in than feeling well, than having optimal health, than being able to be present with those you love because you feel good? Going into the speakers, one of my favorite speakers was Arthur Brooks. He teaches a happiness class at Harvard. This is, I think, one of the most requested classes. It's often hard to get into because so many people want to take it. And it's all about how to find purpose and meaning in your life. And Arthur talks about how we've been disconnected from that a bit since 2008. What happened in 2008? The iPhone came out. And what did the iPhone do? The iPhone cured boredom because we can just pull out our phone, stare at our screen, act like we're totally fine standing somewhere alone, being alone because we're so sucked into our device. But boredom is actually good for the mind because when you're bored, then your mind can start to think creatively. So one thing I've been doing since returning from this conference is ensuring I don't look at my phone for the first hour of the day or the last hour of the day. I try and have my phone away from me by 7 or 8 p.m. because then I can really sleep better. And then additionally, he recommended not using your phone during meals. So 3 meals a day, that you have your phone put away during meals, that you're present with the food, that you're present with those who are meaningful to you, and that you're really there. And it just got me thinking, in this day and age with AI, with technology, we're all so hyper-connected. We're feeling like we can be like everywhere all at once, on all at once. How quick can I respond to someone? But I think the real key to lasting happiness and fulfillment is presence. How present can you be at any moment in your life? Do you want to be busier, 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 more successful, more successful, more successful to the point that it takes you away from being able to connect with those around you or this present moment? Because I don't. So one thing that I'm trying to do is really to slow down. I've been in build mode for a long time now, and I'm so thrilled with the opportunities that I've created for myself. But I also realize there are other parts of life that are equally as important, like your relationships, like your well-being, like your mental health, and those should definitely be prioritized over business success. We have this one life. I want to ask you, how much are you prioritizing your well-being? Because for me, it has been the gateway to creating the life that I desire. Because when I feel well, I'm able to think clearly. I'm able to focus on opportunities and relationships that deserve my attention. And I'm able to give back to those who matter to me. What can you start doing today that can change the game for you? there really is no excuse at this point. We have thousands of different avenues in terms of what we can get involved with. And I think that's what sometimes can make it feel overwhelming. It's like, where do I even begin? But I think a good point to start with is checking in with yourself and saying, what do I need? Do I need more of something? Do I need less of something? Do I need to start something? Do I need to stop something? 4 options. And then what are those things that you could start adding in, taking out, increasing, or decreasing? Become the master of your human, of your life. We got this one shot. And I want you to say you are able to give it your all. Austin was such a special and incredible experience because I was able to go back as a completely new version of myself. And I'm so proud of who I've become. I'm so grateful for the life that I've lived over the past 3 years. I'm grateful that I was able to pick myself off the ground when life didn't go how I thought I wanted it to go. And I'm so grateful for what it looks like now because I've been so disciplined and determined to become the best version of myself. Why don't we all become addicted to feeling well? As opposed to being addicted to Instagram, to food, to alcohol, to drugs, whatever it may be, why don't we channel all of that energy and focus into feeling our best? Because when we do, I guarantee you, our lives will change for the better. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm about to head to New York City for my 33rd birthday. 33. I already know this is going to be a really special year. I also used to live in New York City for 5 years. So I'm really looking forward to going back because I haven't been back since we opened our headquarters here in San Diego. We've now opened 2 spaces. We're hosting workshops. We have our next workshop Saturday, June 13th for a branding workshop. If you're interested in that, please DM me, let me know. New York, going to see some close friends, going to do some podcasting while there, start the Fields Well podcast tour. So I encourage you to believe in yourself, to follow your heart, to start showing up for the life that you believe in and the life that you want, to send it, to get out of your comfort zone, to try something new, go to a conference, email someone you have never met, reach out. Like, you just never know what's on the other side of fear. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Keep sending it. Keep tuning in. Keep sharing the love. I'm sending you so much love, and I will talk to you soon.